Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The book, Models Attract Women Through Honesty, by Mark Manson, is a dating and self-improvement book aimed primarily at men who want to build more genuine romantic connections. Positioned as an alternative to formula-driven pickup advice, it argues that lasting attraction grows from honesty, emotional maturity, and a life built around meaningful values rather than performance and validation-seeking. Manson frames dating success less as a set of lines or techniques, and more as an outcome of internal development, confidence rooted in self-respect, comfort with vulnerability, and the willingness to risk rejection without becoming resentful or manipulative. The book also addresses common barriers such as approach anxiety, neediness, and social hesitation, emphasizing practice and gradual exposure over overthinking, while it includes practical guidance on social dynamics. Its core purpose is broader to help readers become the kind of person who can create healthy relationships through clear intent, self-awareness, and sincere communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, authenticity is the core of attraction. A central thesis of Models is that attraction is not something you manufacture through tricks, scripts, or carefully managed impressions. Instead, it is a byproduct of being authentic, expressing real preferences, speaking in your natural voice, and interacting without the hidden agenda of trying to win approval. Manson argues that when a man relies on tactics to appear confident or high status, the underlying insecurity still shapes his behavior, often leading to inconsistency, anxiety, and resentment. Authenticity, by contrast, creates stability. It allows a person to communicate clearly, enjoy the interaction for what it is, and accept outcomes without self-betrayal. The book positions honest self-expression as more compelling than performance because it signals self-trust and emotional independence. It also reduces the pressure of constantly monitoring what to say next. In practice, this approach encourages readers to align dating behavior with personal values, to stop pretending to like what they do not like, and to pursue connections that feel compatible rather than merely attainable. Secondly, non-neediness and internal validation. Models repeatedly links romantic struggles to neediness, defined as dependence on external approval to feel worthy. In this framework, neediness shows up as overinvesting early, seeking constant reassurance, fearing disagreement, or treating rejection as a verdict on personal value. Manson emphasizes that these patterns are not solved by better persuasion, but by improving self-perception. When self-worth is internal, dating becomes an exploration rather than a test. The reader is encouraged to build a life that feels meaningful, independent of dating outcomes, strong friendships, personal goals, health, and competence in areas that matter to him. This shift reduces desperation and makes interactions lighter and more confident because there is less at stake in any single encounter. The book also suggests that non-neediness is communicated through boundaries, calmness, and willingness to walk away from mismatched situations. The result is not emotional distance, but emotional stability, caring about a person while not clinging to them for validation or identity. Thirdly, vulnerability and emotional honesty. Rather than presenting vulnerability as a liability, Models treats it as a strength that can deepen attraction and trust. Manson encourages honest communication about intentions and feelings, including acknowledging insecurities and mistakes without turning them into pleas for reassurance. The point is not to overshare or to use confession as a strategy, but to remove the mask that often drives performative dating behavior. Emotional honesty can create clearer dynamics because both people get to respond to what is real instead of what is implied. This also helps prevent manipulative patterns where one person hides motives, escalates indirectly, or tries to engineer outcomes. Vulnerability in this sense requires courage. It invites the possibility of rejection, but it also filters out connections that depend on pretense. The book frames the ability to be open, grounded, and self-respecting while expressing interest as a marker of maturity. Over time, this approach supports healthier relationships by making communication direct and reducing gamesmanship. Fourthly, polarization and compatibility filtering. A practical theme in Models is the value of polarization, expressing genuine opinions, tastes, and boundaries early so incompatible matches naturally fall away. Instead of trying to be universally likable, the reader is encouraged to be specific and clear about who he is and what he wants. This clarity can create stronger attraction with the right people because it signals conviction and reduces ambiguity. It also saves time and emotional energy by avoiding prolonged interactions built on vague hope or self-censorship. Polarization does not mean being rude or provocative for its own sake. Rather, it means communicating honestly even when it risks disagreement and accepting that not everyone will respond positively. In dating, this can show up as stating intentions, choosing environments that match personal interests, and not pretending to share values simply to keep someone engaged. the book presents this approach as a path toward healthier dynamics because it prioritizes mutual fit over chasing validation, which often produces frustration and superficial connections. Lastly, overcoming approach anxiety through action and exposure. Models addresses approach anxiety as a common obstacle, especially for readers who overthink interactions or fear rejection. The book emphasizes that anxiety is reduced less by perfect preparation and more by repeated experience. By taking incremental steps into social situations, a person builds tolerance for discomfort and learns that rejection is survivable. This is aligned with a broader idea in the book. Confidence comes from evidence, not from convincing yourself with affirmations. Practical progress involves initiating conversations, practicing social presence, and engaging with people without obsessing over outcomes. The emphasis is on consistent action, learning from feedback, and refining social skills as part of personal development. Importantly, the book connects this process to honesty. Instead of hiding behind elaborate routines, the reader practices showing up as himself, which can feel more vulnerable at first, but ultimately reduces mental strain. Over time, this exposure-based approach supports a more natural social style, where attraction is pursued directly and respectfully rather than through avoidance or complex strategizing. In conclusion, Models is best suited for men who feel stuck between two unsatisfying options using manipulative dating tactics that feel inauthentic, or avoiding dating because fear and self-doubt make action difficult. Readers who struggle with neediness, rejection sensitivity, or chronic overthinking may find its emphasis on internal validation and emotional maturity especially useful. The practical benefit is a reframing of dating as a skill that develops through honest practice and self-improvement, not as a game won by clever lines. Intellectually, the book stands out for treating attraction as connected to character, values, and communication, rather than as a set of external tricks. Compared with many popular seduction manuals, it places greater weight on vulnerability, boundaries, and compatibility, aiming for relationships that are sustainable rather than merely impressive in the short term. While its advice still requires good judgment and personal responsibility in application, its overall positioning is clear: build a fuller life, speak truthfully, accept rejection without bitterness, and let attraction emerge from who you are. For readers looking for a more grounded and growth-oriented approach, it offers a coherent alternative to performative dating culture. If you would like to support Mark Manson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.